Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, and the text is 14, and the text is on the board. Please repeat. Prakaro Pavanitala Parikrarakshatoranai Svarnarupayasya Sringai Sankulam Saravokrihai. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. That city was surrounded by walls and parks, and within it were towers, canals, windows and outlets. The houses there were decorated with domes made of gold, silver and iron. The purport by Srila Prabhupada. The body is protected by walls of skin. The hairs on the body are compared to parks, and the highest parts of the body, like the nose and head, are compared to towers. They are not the twin towers, fortunately. The wrinkles and depressions on different parts of the body are compared to trenches or canals. The eyes are compared to windows, and the eyelids are compared to protective gates. The three types of metal, gold, silver, and iron, represent the three modes of material nature. Gold represents goodness, silver, passion, and iron, ignorance. The body is also sometimes considered to be a bag containing three elements, three dhatu, mucus, bile, and air, kapha, pitta, and vayu. Yasyatma buddhi kunape tri dhatuke. According to Bhagavatam 10.84.13, one who considers this bag of mucus, bile and air to be the self is considered no better than a cow or an ass. 2 days ago, Srila Prabhupada was speaking about this also in the lecture in the slide room. And I was thinking, wow, today we have a little bit the same. And Srila Prabhupada was very much confirming to the Bhagavatam 10.84.13. And I hope that you don't mind, but I like to read this part also, because this is a very important part, and it's very much relating to what is today explaining. Yasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke svadhi kalatra di subhoma ichyadi yathieta buddhi salilena kariche anasvabhite susaeva kokara. Srila Prabhupada is explaining here in the purport. True intelligence is shown by one's freedom from false identification of the self, as stated in the Brihaspati Samhita. Ajanita Bhagavad Dharma Mantra Vijana Samvida Naraste Gokara Kilya Apibu Palavaditaha. I would like to read the purport because this is a little bit much, elaborate a little more on what Prabhupada is explaining. Men who do not know the principle of devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be known as cows and asses, even if they are expert in technically analyzing Vedic mantras and are adored by world leaders. An imperfect Vaishnava advancing toward a second-class platform identifies himself with the sages who have established the true spiritual path. Even while he still may have some inferior material attachments to body, family and so on, such a devotee of the Lord is not a foolish cow or stubborn ass like the majority of materialists. But most excellent is the Vaishnava who has gained the special mercy of the Lord and broken free from the bondage of illusory attachments altogether. According to Srila Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti, the words Bhoma Ijadi, who thinks an image made of earth is worshipable, refer not to the deity from form of the Supreme Lord in his temple, but to the to deities of demigods. And the words Yathirtha Buddhi Salile, who sees a place of pilgrimage as merely the water there, refer not to sacred rivers like the Ganges of Yamuna, but to lesser rivers. Srila Prabhupada is explaining here a few things in this purport, and I like to elaborate a little bit on that. First of all, the king is representing this material body, and Srila Prabhupada is explaining very nicely what everything means. The skin are the walls of this body. The hairs on the body are compared to parks. We really have to use our imagination to see it like in that way that Prabhupada is explaining it here. And the highest part of the body is like the nose and the head. And I was saying, not the twin towers, fortunately, but still it is the highest part of the body. And the wrinkles and depressions on different parts of the body are compared to trenches or canals. I know when people get wrinkles, they don't like it so much, and they go to a surgery to take away the wrinkles. But actually what they are doing, they take away the canals. And they are thinking that they look more beautiful when they do that. But actually, sometimes these people like dolls. According to their age, they look completely different when they scratch up all the thing. And there is one lady in Holland. She got already 12 operations. She's 45, 47. And she lives a life very much according what Srila Prabhupada is explaining here, a materialistic life. Drinking a lot of alcohol, smoking one package of cigarette a day. And of course, her skin is like pergament. But of course she don't like that. Did she go to all kinds of surgery, and she is making up her face, special her face, that it looks good, because she wants to look good. But how more operations she get, how more she looks like just a doll. But she is not realizing it. And actually, these people are very much suffering, because they are complete on the bodily, according that this body is all in all, and we only live once, thus we have to make it beautiful. When I die, she said, I want to look like a princess, you know? But it looks very ugly, actually. For the devotee, when we look at these kind of things, it is really something serious. There is also a plastic chirurg. He is married with a beautiful woman. When she was young, she was the most beautiful from her classroom. And of course, he likes to marry her. But still, it is not good enough. She underwent already many, many operations. And she said, it is my husband, and he is a perfectionist. He wants to make me perfect. And then the doctor, he said, and I want to be God. God makes her beautiful, but I want to make her a little bit more beautiful. I can feel I be God. Such an illusion. I was shocked when I hear that. It's amazing. These people really need Srila Prabhupada's books. And that's why it is so nice that the devotees go out and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. To just reawaken these people that they are not this body. Srila Prabhupada is explaining also, compare the body to an apartment. Some persons get a very beautiful apartment. Everything is there. All the different compartments, the bathroom is very nice, and paka, the living room, the kitchen, the sleeping room, everything is very nice. This body is made very nice by Krishna, but we have to use it in his service. Some people don't get such a beautiful body. Now in England, there are a few people who are disformed, especially in their face. They are burned, or they have a hazelip. And they are a little bit misformed, especially in the face. And now they want to give them a job to be the news reader for the TV. And many people, they interview many people, and they were asking what they were thinking about it. And some people think it is just to advertise the TV, you know, to put these people in front of other people who are saying, oh, I find such a confrontation to see such a person on the TV and speaking the news. You really have to catch what she's saying. Sometimes the mouth is even completely disformed. But we can see, you know, we get all kinds of bodies, and when Prabhupada say it is like an apartment, some get a beautiful apartment, and some can have some difficulty in their apartment. Sometimes even the tools in the apartment are not working so properly, and there are all kinds of things what we can do about that. You know, we can have a regulate life. Yadunandana Swami was really emphasizing that point in the topic class on yesterday, that it is very important that we are regulate. Srila Prabhupada was extremely regulate, and because we are followers of Srila Prabhupada, we should try to follow in his footsteps. He was very clean, he was very regulate in everything, in his eating habits, in his working, in his service, in his preaching, in his sleeping. Everything was paka. And he was such exemplary for his disciples that slowly by slowly they were voluntarily following in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. Later on, I yesterday heard a class from Srila Prabhupada when they went to Alava, to the Kumbh Mela. Srila Prabhupada was taking a bath, even very cold. I was there myself for a few years ago, and the water in the morning at 4 o'clock is icy cold. But you have to go out and take a bucket bath. And oh my God, you know, this is really, you first dry your toes to catch it out a little bit. People who go to India, you know how cold it can be, also in Vrindavan sometimes. But okay, slowly by slowly you catch it and you take a cold bath. But Srila Prabhupada was doing that, and finally he found out that a few of his disciples were not taking a bath in the morning and were still in their sleeping bag because it was so cold, icy cold. And Prabhupada became upset because they were in the Kumbh Mela to just also to preach. And preaching means to be an example. Otherwise, better keep your mouth shut. The Srila Prabhupada, he went out in the morning and he took an ice cold bucket bath in front of his disciples. And his disciples felt so sorry. They, oh my God, Prabhupada, he's so old and he's taking this icy cold bath. Maybe we should do it also from now on. It was really exemplary for his disciples when they saw that Srila Prabhupada was just teaching them how we should live and what we should do. And here in the West, we are actually very fortunate. We don't have to take a cold bath because we have our gas and our oil and we have the boiler. And when everything works nicely, we can take a warm bath. And especially when you become a little older, the body is really need a little warm in the morning. Sometimes we are traveling and then for 1 or 2 days, there is no water. And now we really feel, oh my God, you know, we are really in trouble. Last year we were in December in the farm in Spain, Jai Bhadra Mataji and myself. And it was icy cold, it was freezing, and there was snow. And then in 2 days, and because the water pipe is on front of the earth, Dus when it freezed, the water pipe immediately freezed also. Dus for 2 days we don't even had a cold icy bath, but we had no water at all. And we were suffering so much because we couldn't take a shower, we couldn't drink water, we couldn't do the laundry. We were really in trouble, you know, in 2 days, and we didn't know how long it will take. And finally they found out they have to phone the village downstairs and they have to come with a huge car and a container to fill up some tanks that at least we had some water. But after 2 days we were really thinking, oh my God, you know, happily it is only 2 days. But when you live there, it can sometimes take longer before you get water. Just simple water. And then we realize how much we need it actually to keep our body clean, what Yadunanda Swami was explaining yesterday also. Keep our body clean, keep our clothing clean, and keep ourselves also very regulated. Because regulation means that our body becomes healthy. Because regulation, I am trained already from a childhood to be very regulate. Because when you have a big family, 10 children, you cannot just mess up with the whole thing and let the children come too late in school. We all had our time to come out of the bed and wash ourselves and dress ourselves and go to school. Take breakfast and go to school. The whole bunch has to go, you know. Dus when you are not regulated and when you are with a little lazy and you came out of your bed for the last one, then the water was cold anyways and the breakfast was maybe already finished by the others. Dus you really have to be on top. And it is with the devotees in the temple actually the same. When you are coming a little bit too late by the bathroom, then maybe there are 3 or 4 people in front of you. When you are coming too late for breakfast, maybe there's nothing there anymore. And in our family, it was a little bit the same. And I'm very grateful for my parents who trained me to be so regulate. But the rest of my life, I couldn't do different. Even when later on, when I was married and had babies, I could wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and do the many things already before the babies woke up. This it was actually very nice, because the whole thing went smoothly. And the family life, there was not too much of disturbance. And I noticed for myself, I was very healthy. I was never sick of problems. And problems, okay, will come anyways in this material world. But we can minimize it a little bit when we are taking a healthy body, take responsibility for when we are sick or don't feel so good. Okay, I don't have to stay like that. What can I do to improve? And yesterday, Arunanda Swami was also explaining, when there is some lacking here and there, it is good that we try to improve. And there is nothing wrong with that. I also like to read something, because here also in the second part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, what I was reading just this morning, the second class of people, the materialists, they identify completely with the body. A few days ago, yesterday was Yadunanda Swami also, that many times people are thinking that we are worshipping idols. And he was asking the devotees if they had some experience, special people who giving guidance to us, that people are thinking, these are just dolls, you know, on the altar. And sometimes that happens, that people think like that. Now over the years, I'm not asking people questions anymore when I'm standing in front of the altar. Because I don't want that they offend the deities. And when they really are urged to ask that question, I ask them to wait a little while. When I'm on the tower, there we are in the fresh air, and there you can have your question, and I'm willing to answer all your questions. But in the temple room, it is nice to keep it a little bit sober, because it is a holy place. And I don't want that people ask nasty questions in front of the altar. In the beginning, when we were not so expert, and I'm not expert yet. then we ask very politely on people, has anybody in question? Because we like to introduce more about the deities. But when something comes up by people that they say, why are you spending all your time to dressing these dolls and giving them food? What is the use of it? I was shocked. I was thinking, oh my God, I don't want to have it anymore. Never again. And then I was explaining to them that I answer this question later on the tower. This I'm learning that I'm not inviting people to make offenses to the deities. Because people who are saying that, you are just dressing up these dolls and putting all this jewelry, is it all gold? No, it is not gold. But people who are asking these questions, they hang themselves full of gold. And they put all kind of makeup, and they spend so much time in front of the mirror in the morning to just worship their idol, their own idol, this body. But when we explain what we are doing on the altar, they don't understand so much that we try to do it out of love and devotion, and that we actually practicing to get a relationship with the Lord. The Lord and the relationship is already there, but sometimes we don't realize it yet, and it takes some time and some practice and some devotional service with the mercy of Krishna that slowly by slowly we get some realization. Srila Prabhupada is also explaining in that purport that the hair on our body are like our parks. And I was explaining it really takes some imagination to think. I hardly have any park anymore, and many of the Prabhus also, they are shaved up. They only have one little tree or little thing in the pack, you know. And we spoke already about all these wrinkles, but we are not worried about this. Srila Prabhupada is explaining many times in his lectures, for the devotee, the body is not important. It's important enough for service, but not to just to dress it up and to let it look like, of just we walk around like a doll. No, we are using this body for the right purpose. It is given to us. First of all, Prabhupada sometimes said to call it a machine, and the machine has to be working nicely. We have to give it some oil, and we have to give it something that it is working nicely for the purpose. And sometimes he is referring to an apartment, and also the apartment we have to keep clean and keep net, because in our apartment the Lord is living. Because Krishna is living in this apartment, and that's one way to look at it, to keep it clean and regulate. Because Krishna is in our heart. And that's the one of the most important thing, that we take care of this body. Because we really want to use it for Krishna and not for our own sense gratification. Yesterday I had a guided tour, and there were, I think, almost 8 people, and they were already quite an age. And many times I notice when people are a little bit older, they can have a little bit more appreciation for the deities and for our japa mala and for our singing. They were very shyly singing Hare Krishna, because it was a small group and it was a little, they were a little nervous to sing, but they did it anyways. And after all, they were so reciprocating, and they were so impressed, because they didn't know. They all came here for the first time, and I was asking later on, do you understand actually that there is only one God? And we are worshipping Krishna here, and the deities on the altar, because they are not different from Krishna. You are worshipping God and praying to God of the Father. But we all pray to the same person, because there is only one God. But there are different different approach. And the scriptures are giving explanation how we can approach the Lord. And we do it in this way because the Vedic scriptures give the example that we have to do it like this. And there is nothing strange or nothing wrong on that. They really appreciate the explanation, and sometimes they even applaud in the boutique. I become very embarrassed, but for them it is very nice that they at least show their appreciation in that way. And that's why it is so nice that the devotees are going out now and distributing books, and Krishna will be highly pleased with that. And especially even when we don't do much, but our endeavor is already very much wanted by Krishna and very much for our own purification. Because we met all kind of people on the street, and it is important that we look nice, paka, and that we behave nicely, even when they don't take, that doesn't matter. When they have already a good impression of the devotees, that is already very nice. Okay, this is what I want to share today. Is there any question or any comment? Please do so. And otherwise, I'm very much on time. Yes, Prabhu.
Yes, perhaps. Even though sometimes you see them, they're aging, but they still look young because their internal happiness shines outside. So they look very beautiful, even though they're aging.
Yeah, that's my experience also. When I go to India and see these old people practicing Krishna consciousness, they are beautiful. Because they are beautiful, their beauty comes from inside. Very much. Yeah. Even when the guests are coming here, they're thinking that all young people are living here. Because the people who are living here look so young and so beautiful. And I explain to them, because they are living such a pure life. And such an happy life, actually. And such a regulated life, that of course they must be beautiful. Because they are representatives of the Lord. And the Lord is the most beautiful. And we are his representative. Thus we become also beautiful more and more. Thank you so much, Prabhu, because it is true. And people see that also when they come here and see us. They notice something is going on here. They don't catch it immediately, but they feel that something special is here. And that's why many people are coming back again and again and again and again and bring other people here. And I always praise them very much when they come here for the second time or the third time, because they come with other people and bring other people here. On Saturday morning or Saturday in the afternoon, there was one boy, and I was a big group, and I had one young couple, a boy and a girl. And in the book room, he said, Mother, I was here 10 years ago with my school. He said, and I said, oh my God, and now you are here with your girlfriend? He said, yes, because all these years, I was thinking on this place. I was in ecstasy. This child couldn't forget the place. And that's why he was bringing his girlfriend. And I told him, you are not the first one who is doing that. Many times I tell the girls and the boys, in 10 years, maybe you're coming back with your boyfriend or your friend, and you want to show them what you have experienced here. And some of the girls or the boys say after, I will come when I'm 18, when I finish my school. We never know if they do it, because the material nature is very strong and special on young people. But we never know. And I was praising him, and he took the self-realization. And I was so in ecstasy, and I was thinking, wow! He came here 10 years ago with his school as a little boy, and now he comes with his girlfriend and take a book. we never know how things will go, you know. And we are just Krishna's little instruments, you know, to give them maybe something. And that's why it is so important. Just be yourself and be kind to people and friendly, and Krishna will do the rest. Thank you so much. Jai. Jai Bhadra Mataji. Yeah, very much. Yeah, very much. Yeah. And that's what I was saying also in the beginning. There's nothing wrong to at least try to improve. And special improve our weaknesses. And sometimes we don't know what is my weakness, because sometimes we are proud and we don't know. And then it is good when someone else is telling us, oh, Rupa Manjari, there and there, maybe you should a little bit more careful. I say, oh, thank you very much. Lucky that we have you to tell me, you know. You know what I mean? That it is good that we are living around and that there are devotees who are very kind and tell us where we, in what corner we have to improve. And that's nice, actually. We can be grateful for that. Maybe sometimes it looks of it is it sounds nice. Maybe our value is immediately becoming bigger. But actually, on the long term, it is very good. When we think that we don't have to improve anymore, then we really have to look for help. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.